Just out of curiosity, in your own non-protocol practice nowadays, how do you deal with the issue of preemptive growth factors, specifically with cabazitaxel and, for that matter, docetaxel?
Well, cabazitaxel is associated with an incidence of neutropenic fever at the 25 milligram per meter square of about close to 9%. And it's actually being observed in the current trial as well. So what I do is intuitively, I find a patient who's received extensive prior chemotherapy, he's got extensive disease, already shows some signs of bone marrow failure or had some incidence of neutropenia, received prior radiation therapy. If they're getting the 25 milligrams per meter squared dose, then I would give them the growth factor associated with treatment upfront.
How about age, patient like this nowadays?
Not necessarily. I don't think age is necessarily a risk factor. I mean, we do see today patients with castrate-resistant disease who don't have a lot of disease and haven't received a lot of prior chemotherapy, and they're otherwise not high risk, and they tolerate chemotherapy quite well. I would wait to see what happens after one cycle.
So what's this man's current situation?
The man is doing well. He continues to be on treatment. This is just recent because the trial is ongoing, and he's doing okay.